This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine this for a second. You've poured everything into building this amazing B2B service. I mean, your solution, it's genuinely innovative. It really hits the mark for your clients. But here's the thing. When those perfect clients are actually looking around, researching, maybe just browsing, they don't even know you exist. Or maybe you've hit that dreaded growth plateau. You know, you're relying on referrals, and suddenly that pipeline feels a bit, well, empty. It's more than just frustrating, right? It really stops you getting that predictable growth everyone wants. Okay, so let's unpack this. Today, we are diving deep into the world of Google Ads brand awareness, strategic stuff. And Our mission here, it goes way beyond just chasing media clicks. It's really about proactively embedding your brand, getting it firmly into the minds of your target audience consistently at scale. We're going to explore how you can lift your visibility, build that crucial credibility before anyone even thinks about a sales call, and really lay the groundwork for predictable leads, all using smart Google Ads strategies specifically tailored for B2B services.
Yeah, what's really interesting here is that this whole approach, it marks a shift, doesn't it? From that kind of reactive marketing, just waiting for people to find you, to something much more proactive. And it's not just for, you know, catchy consumer brands. For B2B service businesses, the idea is actually quite simple, but really profound. Clients have to know you exist. And maybe even more importantly, they need to have a positive feeling about your brand before they're even close to making a buying decision. It's about being known, being trusted, and being top of mind when that need finally surfaces.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so let's dig a bit deeper then. Why is this so critical, specifically for B2B services? What's different about their buying journey that makes brand awareness through Google Ads, well, almost essential?
Well, the B2B decision maker's path, it's almost never an impulse buy, is it? Our sources really highlight this. They often research quietly, you know, sometimes for weeks, maybe even months, before they'd even think about contacting a company. Just picture, like a CTO looking into new cloud infrastructure.
Yeah.
Or maybe a head of HR thinking about a talent management platform. They're doing their homework, they're talking to peers, reading reports, and really forming an impression way before they fill out any form. So by the time they actually reach out, they've pretty much got a mental shortlist already prepared. And that's precisely where Google Ads brand awareness campaigns shine. Instead of just, you know, hoping potential clients stumble upon you through SEO, which is important, don't get me wrong, but it takes a lot of time and effort to get results, you can proactively get in front of the right audience faster, more often, and much more strategically. You're essentially influencing that silent research phase, making sure your business is consistently seen, shaping perception, building familiarity, all before they even signal they're ready to buy.
Yeah, I can really see how that changes the game from just chasing transactions to actually building relationships almost. Right. Okay, let's get into the specifics then, the tactics. If the goal is that kind of omnipresent visual impact, where does Google Ads really give you the most bang for your buck?
Right, well, you absolutely have to start with display ads. Now, people often write them off for immediate sales, but our sources are clear. They're a visual powerhouse for awareness and pretty cost-effective too. The real power is in that repeated strategic exposure. Think of it like a super targeted digital billboard. It follows your ideal client around the web, not randomly, but based on their actual online behavior and interests. And even if they don't click straight away, that consistent visual presence, it builds undeniable brand familiarity. And that familiarity, especially in B2B, is such a key, often underestimated factor in building trust and, you know, eventually converting leads down the line. What's really powerful, according to our sources, is the targeting you can do now. It's not just broad demographics. You can use things like custom intent audiences. So let's say you're a B2B cybersecurity firm. You could target decision makers who've recently searched for your competitors' names, maybe visited specific industry forums talking about data breaches, or even just read articles about new compliance rules.
So your brand's visual identity starts showing up exactly where they're actively researching solutions or thinking about these critical challenges. It's not just appearing, it's appearing in those really relevant moments. And the pro tip here seems to be, use bold, professional visuals. Think brand colors, a short headline that drives home a key benefit, and a subtle call to action. Something like learn more or see how it works. The aim isn't the immediate sale, it's an invitation. It's about imprinting your brand.
Okay, so it's about that precision placement, right? When they're thinking about related things, not just casting a wide net. Now, beyond static images, lots of B2B buyers connect more with, well, a human touch, a story. And that's where video comes in, isn't it? Plus, with YouTube basically being the world's second biggest search engine, that feels like a huge opportunity for brand building.
Oh, absolutely. Video ads via Google Ads, especially on YouTube, they give you this incredible chance to tell your story with real authority, to build a much deeper connection than static images can. You're not just flashing a logo, you're showcasing your leadership, you're demonstrating expertise, maybe highlighting client successes, building genuine thought leadership. For a complex B2B service, video can make the complicated stuff seem simpler, can humanize the technical aspects, and just make your value crystal clear. And our sources point out the power of using different types of video content for different awareness goals. For just sheer recall, getting your name out there, especially if you're new, those short, punchy 6-second bumper ads can work wonders. Some studies show they boost brand recall massively in B2B. They're perfect for just hammering home a unique value proposition, like streamline your supply chain with our AI. Quick hit. But for deeper storytelling, you'd use in-stream ads. These can show maybe a compelling client testimonial or a clip from a webinar about navigating new regulations or even an animated explainer for a complex service. These aren't just ads then. They become valuable content that builds trust, builds authority. The potential pitfall, though, making videos that are too stuffy, too corporate, or just plain boring. You're still talking to people in B2B, so authenticity and clear value, they're absolutely key.
That distinction is really useful, bumpers for recall, in-stream for depth. Okay, now let's talk about a strategy that might sound a bit odd at first glance. Branded search campaigns. Why on earth would a business bid on its own brand name? Doesn't that seem redundant if someone's already searching for you?
That's a really good question. And yeah, we hear it a lot. But the reality is the competitive landscape online is fierce. If your competitors are bidding on your brand name, and believe me, they often are, you're actually losing valuable traffic. You're potentially letting them skim off prospects who were specifically looking for you. When someone types your business name into Google, you absolutely want to own that results page. You need to be the first biggest result, controlling the message. You don't want to be fighting for space, or worse, have a competitor pop up right above your own listing. So beyond just playing defense, running these branded campaigns lets you fully control the narrative, ensure you show up top with the exact message you want. But it's more than just protection. It actually sends a powerful signal to potential clients. It says you're active, you're visible, you're trustworthy. It suggests stability, market presence, confidence.
Okay, but what about for, say, a startup or a smaller B2B firm where every marketing pound or dollar is under scrutiny? Is spending budget on your own name really the best first move? Or should broader awareness come first sometimes?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But our sources generally lean towards doing it, even for smaller players. And here's why. Branded search terms. They're usually really cheap per click because the relevance is super high. It's often the most cost-effective way to stop competitors from stealing that high-intent traffic right from under your nose. And it provides this essential foundation of credibility that actually supports all your other awareness efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as protecting your home base while you work on expanding your territory.
I see. That's a much more nuanced way to look at it. Protecting the base. Okay, so we've talked about visuals, video, protecting your name, but it all comes back to reaching the right people efficiently.
Yeah.
How does Google Ads let you get really specific with targeting to make sure these awareness ads are actually hitting those ideal B2B decision makers?
Right. This is where Google Ads gets really sophisticated for brand awareness, moving way beyond just, you know, spray and pray. It lets you layer different targeting options to zero in on your ideal audience with pretty remarkable precision. We're talking really granular demographic targeting, not just age and location, but potentially job titles, company size, specific industries. And you can combine that with specific interests that signal a professional need. Plus, those custom intent-based behaviors we touched on with display ads. So think about that B2B HR tech solution again. You could term it heads of HR, HR directors, CHROs, but only at companies with, say, 200 to 1,000 employees. And only within specific sectors like manufacturing or healthcare. And only if they've recently searched for things like employee retention strategies or HR software implementation. See how layered it gets. You can also use remarketing lists maybe from your CRM data or people who visited certain pages on your site but didn't convert yet. By focusing on this kind of intelligent layering for your awareness campaigns, you're not just blasting ads out randomly. You're carefully nurturing a highly qualified pool of prospects. Building that relationship, that familiarity. So when the timing is right for them, when they shift from research mode to decision mode, your brand isn't just one they've heard of. It's already seen as a familiar, trusted, maybe even pre-vetted option. The tricky part, of course, is finding the balance. You don't want to over-target so much that you limit your reach too drastically, but you also don't want to under-target and waste money. It needs constant tweaking, constant optimization.
Okay, and That brings us neatly to measuring success, which feels critical here because, like you said, many businesses, especially in B2B, they're conditioned to look for that immediate click, that instant conversion from every ad. But awareness campaigns are different. They're playing a longer game, influencing things over time. Mm-hmm. So what does this actually mean for measuring their impact? How do you prove they're working?
You've absolutely hit on a major stumbling block. Expecting direct, immediate conversions from awareness ads, that's setting yourself up for disappointment. These campaigns are fundamentally about influence, not instant action. You're building mind share. You're cultivating brand recognition, creating an impression that pays off later down the road. It really is a marathon, not a sprint. And measuring it needs a totally different perspective than just looking at the last click before a sale. What's quite helpful here is that Google actually provides specific tools to help measure this influence. Take view through conversions, for instance. Let's imagine that CTO again, browsing a tech blog, sees your banner ad for cloud security. Maybe just glances at it for a few seconds, doesn't click. Okay, but a week later, maybe their team suddenly faces a big security scare. They need a solution, fast. They search Google for best cloud security solutions. And your brand, because it's now slightly familiar from that ad they saw earlier, it pops into their head. They go directly to your website. Maybe they bypass the search ads entirely and book a demo. View-through conversions help connect that initial ad view, the one they didn't click, to that final conversion. It proves the ad had an influence, even without a click. Then you've got assisted conversions. This tracks when your ad was part of the journey, even if it wasn't the very last touch point before conversion. And beyond those specific Google metrics, you can also look at things like brand lift studies, maybe track if searches for your actual brand name are increasing over time, or even see if your organic Westfield traffic is going up. These are all powerful, albeit sometimes indirect, indicators that your awareness campaigns are doing their job. They're how you justify the budget and prove the ROI for these crucial longer-term brand-building efforts.
Okay, so putting it all together then, it really sounds like these different strategies, the display, the video, the branded search, the targeting, the measurement when you use them together synergistically, they work to build this really solid foundation, a strong brand presence that then fuels a much more predictable, reliable sales pipeline.
Exactly. That's the core idea. The fundamental truth, which often gets lost in the scramble for quick wins, is just so simple. People cannot buy from you if they don't know you exist. It's basic, but crucial. And what's more, even if they do happen to see your brand once, our sources consistently show it takes multiple exposures, sometimes quite a few, before they really trust you enough to take the next step. Especially in B2B, right? Where the decisions involve serious commitment, often big budgets, you have to build that critical mass of trust and familiarity first. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the right Google Ads brand awareness strategy, executed well, it helps you build this pipeline, a pipeline of prospects who already know your name, they get your value proposition, and critically, they trust you at least somewhat before they even pick that first call or fill out that contact form. This whole proactive approach, this consistent strategic presence across their digital journey, that is how you achieve predictable growth in B2B. It's about building something, enduring relationships, market footprint, not just chasing those fleeting clicks.
That really is a powerful way to frame it, strategic long-term thinking. So here's something to leave you with. Just consider how many potential clients might be out there right now researching silently, just waiting for a brand like yours to confidently show up in their digital world, speaking right to their needs. What kind of impression are you making in those quiet, unseen moments? Or are you maybe missing the chance to make any impression at all? Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the very impactful world of Google Ads brand awareness. We really hope these insights give you some inspiration to proactively lift your brand and start laying that groundwork for truly predictable growth.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.